You are listening to Real World News.
Spain, Guatemalan women at Hidralia's headquarters in Galicia. Amid an intense and long tour through Europe, women activists from Guatemalan environmentalists and feminist organizations arrived to Galicia, Spain, where this Tuesday, April the 30th, they will participate in an action to denounce transnational company Hidralia Energía S.A., responsible for human rights violations in Santa Cruz Marichas municipalities. The activists are SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Guatemala coordinator Natalia Atz, and Paula Irene del Cid Vargas of the feminist group La Cuerda, also from the country. In Galicia, they've met with several social and political organizations, raising awareness on Hidralia's actions, or Hidro Santa Cruz as is known in Guatemala. Tuesday will mark the first anniversary of the state of emergency declared in Santa Cruz Varillas municipality, which resulted in the death of a leader and tens of people arbitrarily arrested by the company's staff. At noon in Spain, there will be a public action outside the company's headquarters, although the activity will continue throughout the day, said Mariola Morello of Feminismo Coruña to Real World Radio. The action will take place in a significant square of Galicia, a few meters from the company's headquarters. Mariola highlighted that the company has a criminal background in its own country with charges against it for trafficking of influences. Hidralia's owner, Luis Castro Valdivia, appeared in local media in 2007 together with his brother-in-law, Ramón Ordaz Badía, after accusations of trafficking of influences related to the concession of wind farms and small power plants. Hidralia Energía S.A. is part of the Spanish Official Chamber of Commerce in Guatemala, an entity financed by the Ministry of Industry, Energy and Tourism of Spain, which grants it a strategic position in terms of the Guatemalan authorities. Mariola highlighted the importance of having Latin American presence in Spain to expose the other face of the Spanish companies. We need to raise awareness on the situations experienced in both sides of the Atlantic Ocean and learn from each other to figure out how to confront this neoliberal system that is affecting both the people from the country and the people from other countries as well, said Mariola. The community resistance in Latin American countries is an important example for us. We have a lot to learn from the South and very little to teach. It is truly a gift to have our friends from Malaysia here, she concluded.
You are listening to Real World News.